Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Here at the show, we became fans of singer-violinist Emily Wells back in 2008 with this album, The Symphonies, Dreams, Memories, and Parties. It was essentially a series of looped performances by Emily that built up to almost symphonic proportions. Last year, she released Mama, which also layered textures that she borrowed from folk, classical, hip-hop, and electronica. And Emily is about to release the Mama Acoustic Recordings, an unplugged reworking of that album. But she has landed the spaceship here in the studio today to give us the full-on Emily Wells experience. This song is called Mama's Gonna Give You Love. It's Emily Wells, live, solo, on Soundcheck.
Love.
That is Emily Wells, and believe it or not, that was all live. Just Emily Wells here in the Soundcheck studio. Her song, Mama's Gonna Give You Love, you'll find it on her album called Mama. Emily, welcome to Soundcheck.
Why, thank you, John.
So let me just set the scene for our listeners here. You have taken apart our drum kit and strewn the various drums and cymbals around you.
Yes.
Mostly behind you. In front of you is a table full of gear, mm-hmm. a big rack of foot pedals in front of you, the mm-hmm. melodica, there's a violin that we haven't heard yet. You've basically built a little studio.
Exactly.
Within our studio. Do you have to do this every time you want to play live?
Yes, I do. It's every day. I know how absurd it is.
But then you go and actually build a song in front of us, which is what you just did there.
Mm-hmm.
So for folks who, you know, perhaps haven't had a lot of experience with looping and digital delay and stuff, bringing your voice back, building up the chorus, how does that work?
Well, my particular pedal is, it actually digitally records and then repeats. So you tell it when to begin, when to start looping, when to turn off. So you might have heard I'm bringing things in and out.
Right.
And that's one thing I love about this particular pedal, is just it kind of allows for that kind of production to happen.
Does it allow you to change things in the moment? I mean, is that the advantage of not having backing tracks?
Yeah, I mean, once the loop is made, you're kind of stuck with it. There's one sort of like suicide door that you can push, the undo. But it's only for the most recent thing. Otherwise, uh-huh. you're stuck with it. So in that way, you're taking that risk.
Right.
And which
have you
do.
Ever had to push that suicide button?
Oh, sure.
Now, what does this do to the songwriting? I mean, when you're building up a song like this, you know, underneath all of that, is it a regular song that could have been written, you know, in a room with a guitar, or does this process affect the songwriting?
You know, that kind of ties into the acoustic recordings, because I do write with these tools a lot. I always am writing with the intention to be able to play it live. And that kind of started, especially with the symphonies, wanting to bring, especially strings, this kind of ensemble feeling to the stage, and trying to, you know, figure out how, you know, the poor man's way of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I got to the end of Mama and I said, gosh, I wonder if these songs are songs. Then you start to wonder about your own self as a songwriter. What am I without all of this? And so sort of like a young teenager figuring out cover songs in their bedroom, I went and picked apart the songs, really simple guitar parts, and really just relying on that vocal, and sort of found the songs within the mess. So.
Wow. And what did you find? Did you find that they actually sort of work that way?
Yeah, I was quite relieved to find them sitting there quietly inside.
So that album, Mama Acoustic Recordings, that mm-hmm. actually comes out on June 11th.
Yes, it does.
The full version, Mama, the big, I'll call it orchestral. It's, you know, orchestra in a box. That's been out for a while from Emily Wells. Did this style of writing and playing and creating, did this grow over time?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it started with a very rudimentary looping pedal and a violin. And that's where, you know, that's how I wrote Symphony 1 and where the symphonies were born from. And, I think at heart I'm a producer in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I wanted to, but I am also a performer. So mm-hmm. how do I combine these two things? So yeah, it's always what can I add? What'll fit in the flight case? What won't? you know.
Well, if you take to touring the acoustic version of these songs, mm-hmm. that you just got a guitar case then.
I know. Gosh. Sounds
tempting, isn't it?
So tempting, yes.
We're speaking with Emily Wells. The acoustic album comes out on June 11th, but we can give you a little hint of what it's going to sound like. I mean, Emily's here with the full setup here in the Soundcheck studio, but this song called Los Angeles is going to be part of the next record, right?
It sure is. It's the one new song from the album, and I wrote it as I was recording the others, so I was in that state of mind, and that's about Los Angeles, but it could be about any city that you fall in love in and that you have to leave.
Here's a little bit from Emily Wells. That is a new song from Emily Wells called Los Angeles from the forthcoming album Mama Acoustic Recordings out on June 11th. The album Mama, which is worlds away from that sound, is out now, and Emily Wells is playing some of those songs for us here on Soundcheck today. So Los Angeles is a new song, and this song you're going to play for us next with all the gear is also new, right?
It sure is. This I wrote in a basement in Bushwick, a little tiny practice space. And I guess it's my live radio debut.
All right. The song is called Fallen In On It. Once again, this is Emily Wells playing live in the Soundcheck studio.
I don't wanna know. You forget your name, forget your name, forget your name. Forget your name, forget your name, forget your name. You forget your name, forget your name, forget your name.
That is a new song from Emily Wells called Fallin' In On It, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. If you get a chance to see Emily playing live, it is definitely worth taking because a lot of those sounds were triggered through the use of drumsticks, as it happens. And your next chance to see Emily Wells live here in New York will be a free event at Lincoln Center Out of Doors on July 25th. Sharing a bill with the Kronos Quartet and My Brightest Diamond. Emily Wells is here with us on Soundcheck, and I have to say this next song is my favorite off the record, Mama. It's called Fire Song, and here once again, live on the program, is Emily Wells.
Thank you.
looking glass and nerves burn out of white. Oh, you're all right, you're all right, you're all right, you know. You're all right, you're all right, you're all right.
Once again, that's Emily Wells live on Soundcheck with Fire Song. You'll find it on her album Mama. There's an acoustic version of that coming in June on the Mama Acoustic Recordings. And Emily Wells doing it all here in the Soundcheck studio, although you have shown that you can play nicely with others. You and the producer Dan the Automator have a collective called Pillow Fight.
That's true, yes.
That's out as well. And you worked with Clint Mansell, the noted film score composer, on the movie Stoker.
I sure did.
This year.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
The sound editor for Stoker had heard my music years ago and kind of kept it in his pocket, you know? I didn't know him personally. And he was working with Park Chan-wook, the
director.
The director. And he suggested, you know, you might want to check this person out. And Park Chan-wook came to a show that I was doing in Los Angeles, and he later described it as watching a lonely child build sandcastles on stage, which I thought was quite lovely. And he felt that it was a match in a lot of ways, sonically and sort of conceptually in a way, that sandcastle image to the movie itself. So I worked with him. I spoke with him at length. I saw parts of the movie. And eventually wrote this song from the perspective of the protagonist, India Stoker. And then at that point, Clint was coming on board. So they gave him the song. He was, you know, sort of using parts of that here and there and kind of utilizing certain sounds. And then he said, oh, let's try something together. And so then we ended up making something that is now the bonus track.
It's the bonus track, yeah. Mm-hmm. We heard some of that when Clint was here on Soundcheck not too long ago. But we're going to wrap up with your song called Becomes the Color.
Wonderful.
Which was written for the film Stoker by my guest Emily Wells. Look for the Mama acoustic recordings on June 11th and the free Lincoln Center Out of Doors performance on July 25th. Emily, it's been great having you here with us. Thanks for lugging all the gear in and playing for us today.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
I became the daughter and the son when the feast was over.
And if you've enjoyed hearing Emily Wells live today on soundcheck.org, don't miss tomorrow's session with the duo known as A Hawk and a Hacksaw. They made their reputation with music based on Balkan and Eastern European folk music. They've done a new score to an old Soviet film, and they'll be playing some excerpts for us tomorrow. You can tune in live, 2 p.m. Eastern, here at soundcheck.org. And of course, we'll be posting today's session with Emily Wells. Just follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll let you know when it's up.